This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio studio. I hate it when things pop up in the middle while I'm trying to just think to myself. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, this is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of Reformation. This is the home of Providence. And coming to you soon, this is the home of Salus. So check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, Friday, and you know, now for me, talking training with people has a different connotation since last Friday. This time last Friday, I was trying to recuperate from a 103-degree class. The heat was 103 degrees in the shade while I was training with Steve Fisher, and that is still in my head. And joining me now is somebody of a likewise caliber, if not, I don't know, maybe better, because Steve goes there to him. I'm sure they would get in. It'd be an interesting discussion to have. From Combat Speed LLC, joined by Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, I'm much more comprehending now. I had never considered, and I've got a background in martial arts, you know.
Right.
I never considered the inner game of shooting.
Wow.
After all, I mean, I started shooting handguns when I was 12. I'm 58. So,
right.
And all of that time, I never considered the inner game of shooting and how much what I allow happening in my head gets in the way. And I witnessed it firsthand a week ago. So. And
right.
I also witnessed how to get over that. Now, I know we talked about this maybe a week or so ago, but, I mean, for what, you know, a week or so ago, red dots were sort of a conceptual thing. I have had a gun with a red dot. I've got two with them on there now. I took two more to go get them today. What do you think of red dots? Do they actually have a function in a self-defense handgun?
Yes, absolutely. It takes... It makes aiming easy, period. It is a definite mechanical advantage. However, if you know and understand how to use iron sights and are able to use them well, like myself, I prefer iron sights over a dot. The dot doesn't, I don't get excited about it.
Right.
But, you know, I have to shoot both equally well. But one thing that the dot will do is make you understand what it is to hold the pistol still, because the dot shows you every bit of movement in the gun.
That's right.
And what I found is that by going back and forth to the dot guns and irons, I'm actually a much better iron sight shooter than I ever have been. And I attribute that directly to the dot teaching me how to, you know, providing the dot provides a visual reference to every bit of movement in the gun. And you've got to hold it still. You're not going to hold it perfectly still, but acceptably still. to fire.
That was something I did not. That was something I didn't understand either, because I've been to plenty of classes, and you know, when I was in the military back in the 80s, and you probably were in the 80s too, weren't you?
Right.
Back in the 80s in Europe, we didn't have secondary weapons. So we had, I had a secondary weapon because I was an M60 gunner. So I had a 45 in a tanker's rig on my chest. But most people did not. So the whole idea of having to draw anything other than your primary weapon, which in that time was either the M16A1 or M16A2, didn't really come into play.
Right.
And now, now that I'm here at this age and everything, everything that you just said, if you told me that two Fridays ago, I wouldn't have understood what you had just said. I would not have understood the premise of just keeping the gun still. Most people, I think, they look at it and they think they have to grip it and fight it and muscle it and contain or control the recoil.
Right.
That's not what you
do. You have to work with it. You have to work with it. The pistol is it's a machine, and it has a specific cycle of function. And a lot of people, what I've seen is they have a tendency to think of recoil energy as only rearward traveling or rearward moving energy, which for the most part is true, because that's the first thing that happens is the energy created by the cartridge overcomes the mass, weight, and the mechanical energy of the design, driving the slide to the rear, extracting and ejecting the fired cartridge case. But then the slide goes forward under the mechanical energy stored in the recoil spring system, stripping off the top round out of the mag, feeding, chambering, and locking. So that's symptomatic of why when you see people in rapid fire, the gun rocking back and forth, and you have to learn how to control that. Not so much fight it, but control it.
But if you're doing it the proper way, as it does what it's naturally going to do, when it's completed that movement from the, you know, just the physics that come into play when you pull the trigger,
right?
Is your optic or your iron sights is going to be right back where it was on target before you pulled that trigger, isn't it?
True. That is the whole purpose of learning how to control the cycle of operation, is to keep the gun on target for the follow-on shot. Absolutely.
The part, and, you know, I'm still... I'm almost certain that if the Matrix was real, this would be what it would feel like to, you know, get up and suddenly realize that everything you thought was true was not. Do you run into that with people that come to you?
Every once in a while, you'll have someone kind of get in over their head a little bit. And when you see the light bulb come on, it's like, wow, I didn't realize there was this much to this. You know, to be good with a handgun takes discipline and coordination.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there so we can continue this discussion when we get back. Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. And I know a lot of people that have gone to him. I just went to one that taught me, that has been with him. And now I'm thinking I need to start looking at some more schedules and see where else I can get in there and pick some brains. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
regions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's time to talk some more combat pistol craft with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Where are you at in the world today, sir?
At an undisclosed location in a vehicle in Ohio.
Gotcha.
I'm up here for a gig this weekend near Greenville, Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know where that's at. I didn't even look on the map.
Is that why it's an undisclosed location, because you don't know where it's at? I get right. That. Hey, it happens to me all the time. So, with all these revelations that I'm going through right now, the other things I'm considering, like today, I took two guns to get red dots on them. Only one of which I may actually carry just because of its size. The other one I'm sort of having built up. Steve had a really nice pistol there, and I'm sort of going to mimic that one. But when you carry, what kind of a do you use a Kydex holster? Do you use leather? What kind of a?
I have Kydex gear. I've been fortunate. I've got an excellent friend of mine, Mike Benedict, owns and operates Talon Tactical, and he produces Kydex gear. And the only thing that I have done different with the Kydex is I like the thick, and it's probably about an eighth of an inch thick, and it makes for very heavy and durable gear. I don't mean heavy and weight wise, but heavy duty use. And it's proven itself to be my go-to gear. It's like my everything gear. I use it, you know, like when I carry, when I shoot competitively, and also for work. But it's just, it's nothing fancy. It's just straight up, straight drop, right side holster, and standard mag carriers, individual single mag carriers. Because what I found is, you know, when you use double carriers, they're not flexible.
No.
Feel them. Whereas using a single mag carrier, they conform to your body shape much better.
Inside the waistband or outside the waistband?
Outside.
So when you're carrying your Glock 26, you're carrying outside the waistband?
Right.
Okay.
Right hip.
Okay. I'm sort of down to that right now. with the guns that I put in to have worked on a little bit. I was carrying the 26 today. I'm just trying to figure out what else. I've come out of this class with this idea that in some ways, where I used to think that I had a pretty good idea of what this was and what that was. Now I'm, you know, since I've been into this little self-discovery thing, I'm sort of reevaluating things. Is that an oddball thing for me to be doing?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I have even known subjects, known topics, I evaluate them against anything new that I learn or I hear or pick up, just to, you know, validate or have, you know, confidence in it. It's a continual process of evaluating kit, equipment, as well as your own performance. So that's a perfectly natural thing to do.
I did have a chilling moment, though. I went back out and shot Sunday with the two guns that I took the class with, because it was so miserable out there that some of the stuff, I was just trying to get it done. You know, it wasn't an optimal environment for me.
It wasn't a pleasurable experience.
But
right.
I did try to get out there. And one of the things that Steve had said was that, you know, if you're going to zero your optic, you might want to think about also, once you've got that and you're getting a little more confident with your ability to mess with the optic, put your self-defense ammo in there, and then you need to zero it with that, because it's going to be a completely different thing with self-defense ammo.
Well, it depends on several key points of interest.
Right.
The first one being bullet weight. You know, of course, you have to define the same caliber, but as bullets get lighter or heavier, depending on which direction you go, they'll hit high or low from the known zero, and that's an absolute fact. So the best thing to do is select, like for myself, I like light, fast, snappy bullets. Predominantly, I fire 9mm 115 grain, but my carry ammo is 115 grain jacketed hollow point.
Right.
So I still have the bullet weight to stay in line with my zero. It's just I use different bullet design and construction, you know, for maximum damage in the carry realm. And I fire 115 grain ball for training and practice.
Okay. Okay. The thing I discovered, we got about a minute left, so as soon as I tell you this, we're just going to be going to break. But I tried my self-defense ammo, which was this new, really groovy, cool stuff called Polycase Inceptor ARXs, and they would not function in my STI, and they would not function in the CZ. They were too light.
Right.
They were so light, and I've taken them all out, and I've got them in a little baggie over here, and I went out and bought Spear Gold Dots after I called you. You and Steve both told me Spear Gold Dot. So, yeah,
right.
I've gone the Spear Gold Dot
very good
route, if you will. But
right.
For those out there that are listening to this, if you're getting the idea that I'm getting into training again, you're correct. Combat Speed LLC, that's where Dave teaches, which I presume that Dave also takes it on the road because he's always seeming to be on the road. This is worth your time. This is worth your effort, because what makes you... They know how to get past your mistakes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States has come to a very substantial Phase 1 deal with China regarding trade.
And it's going to be a tremendous thing for banks and for financial service companies. Agricultural, structural issues, tremendous for the farmers. As Steve said, that's almost as good as, which I disagree with him on that, but it's almost as good as going from $8 billion and then to $16 billion, which was their all-time high, to $40 to $50 billion. So we're going to be up to $40 to $50 billion of agricultural purchases, which means the farmers are going to have to work a lot of overtime to produce that much. That's the largest order in the history of agriculture, by far.
Wildfires have forced the evacuations of over 100,000 people in Southern California. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Having a discussion about combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. And Dave, we have Trucker Dave on the phone, what has a question about carrying a firearm. You good with that?
Yeah, man.
Trucker Dave, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, I caught you guys in the act again, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
All right, my question. And this is something I've heard about, but I sure don't know how you perform it, because I'm an outside-the-waistband guy for the most part. How do you carry something in the appendix carry mode without it pointing at, you know, the sensitive parts?
Well, that's the trade-off for appendix carry. That's as simple as it gets. I don't carry appendix, never have, because I couldn't get over that hump. But okay, it's something that's got to be, you know, understood, and you've got to train and practice carefully.
Do you think it's a Do you think it's the fastest way to draw, Dave?
Yes, I do believe so. I've done the math on that myself, and I have seen individuals that have made it a point, and it is extremely fast. But then again, you know, everything's got to balance out. Not just the position of carry, but the size of the firearm, the combination of the holster. One thing that I would like to put emphasis on, if you're going to try to work with the appendix carry or, you know, commit to it, that is one area you cannot skimp on having a good holster.
Good belt, too?
Absolutely. You're going to need some high, well, I always recommend high-quality gear, but the appendix carry puts a little shine on the quality.
Yeah.
Or the holster. Absolutely. Yeah.
I have found, Trucker Dave, that the thinner guys have a better way of carrying appendix carry. I've thought about it. I'm just not that thin.
And how would it work if you are seated as if you're driving in a vehicle? It sounds like it would be pretty uncomfortable to have something down there jamming into you.
Well, it would depend on, one, how big your gut is, and two, that is one of the, you know, critical, I mean, think about it. How much time do we actually spend driving our vehicles? Quite a bit of time. So
that's
comfort
right.
is going to be, you know, a big part of that. But there's nothing to say that if you carry appendix, then when you get into your vehicle, just draw the, pistol and put it in a secure area inside the vehicle while you're going to be driving.
All right. And then reholster when you get to your destination,
right,
I guess.
Yeah, when you get to your destination, holster up and, you know, conduct business as usual.
I'm going to have to do more research into this, gentleman, I'm sure, but I appreciate you letting me poke my head in the door here while we're enjoying this beautiful Friday evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Dave.
Keep the shiny side up, Trucker Dave.
Will do. Keep your powder dry, gentlemen.
Roger that.
All right. We'll do it.
I look at something. There was a guy beside me in Steve's class, and this kid was just, he was like we all were when we were like 23, 24 years old.
Right.
That guy had no. He had a Glock 19 with a flashlight, a Surefire X300, which makes it longer, and
right.
an optic, and he had no problem snatching that out of there and putting it up there pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, it is a very fast working position. And again, you know, the combination of the gun and holster are going to, you know, go a long way to making that smooth.
Yeah, I imagine the Kydex holster is better suited for that one.
Absolutely.
I would imagine. But I've never understood the whole appendix. Now, with do you let people appendix carry in your classes? Steve was allowing that. He said just be careful with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage people to, you know, use the gear, you know, their dedicated gear that they carry with. And I've never considered myself one to tell people, you know, what to do and how to do it. It's more along the lines of show up with what you use and through using it, they should come to realize, you know, the pros and cons. And of course, you know, that's what I'm there for, to, reinforce all of it. But I like to put people in working situations where they can come to their own self-realization in respect to any one piece of it, because therein lies the issue. You know, you could tell somebody to do something, and if they don't want to do it, they're not going to. But the goal to improve the individual is to influence their belief system. And through setting up exercises that put emphasis on what needs to be done as efficiently as possible, then it's, I rely on the individual's intuition to help them figure things out.
What do you think about some of these holsters, like the kind that looks like it's a flap and you pull it up and it's the gun is actually riding below your belt, every part of the gun,
right.
And you snatch it up and out of the way. They seem fast with it, but I mean, it also seems like the only way you could carry that is appendix. And for people like me that aren't going to carry appendix,
right.
It's, you know, I'm just never going to even think about it. But what do you think about those kind of things?
Let's say this. I have not thought enough of that specific holster you're talking about in support of buying one and using it.
Right.
Figuring it out. I'm not saying it's a gimmick, but it's not something that I would rely on at all. Even if it is everything they say it is. I just wouldn't rely on it. It's a little too complex for me. I like, a simple holster, keep it simple, and go from there. And, you know, here's another point of interest along those lines.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold your point of interest. I would like to hear this because holsters are becoming a thing with me now, so I need to be okay. Checking this out. Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. On a gig right now, on a training gig right now, but I mean, this is, you know, go check him out, Combat Speed LLC. Find a class near you. Go take it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We've been talking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. What class are you teaching where you are in the undisclosed location?
I am doing an integrated weapons program. By definition, carbine, integrating the use of the pistol with a carbine. Urban combat.
This kind of a class, would this be the kind of a class that would be more, I mean, would civilians get anything out of this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
And, you know, doing an open enrollment gig, I've always got a mix of, you know, law enforcement, military, and civilians. And it works out really well.
When somebody comes and takes a class like that, do they have to have on the full battle rattle, or are they just showing up with the weapon and the, you know, the belt?
They need the weapons and the supporting kit. You know, if they want to show up with what I refer to as full kit and wear it and work the bugs out of their kit and equipment, I encourage them to do that. It's nice to, you know, be provided an opportunity to do that. And a lot of people, they don't, you know, get that opportunity as often as I think they should.
No. That part of running your kit and figuring out what works and what doesn't. With a plate carrier, do you just run slick?
No, I run a plate carrier, and then I have, depending on what weapons I'm running, I'll have some form of chest rig, and then, of course, a pistol rig to go with it. Whether now, from a standpoint of civilian use, I'll wear, you know, like a Kydex pistol setup and a carbine. The only reason I don't have my plates with me is, you know, because I'm flying and it's weight.
Right.
But the it's amazing. You see quite a bit of well, you see a little bit of everything that's out there, and nobody has cracked the code on kit and equipment, and I don't believe they're ever going to, because it's such an individualized, it's a highly specialized individual thing, because, you know, nobody's the same size or has the same size hands, waist, chest, stature, you know, people's physicality. It's all different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see some people with plate carriers, and they've got it set up where they're running a shingle or something with some magazines in it. Their IFAC is off to the side or behind them. Their spare pistol magazines may be off to the side or behind, well, off to the side. Then I get these people that, see, in the 80s, we didn't wear plate carriers. I mean, you were in the military. Remember how fast we were in the 80s? We didn't need no plate carriers. Right. We just dodged. So, for me, I've never worn one. I have them, but I've never worn one in a military situation. So,
right.
I've got this one group of people that say, well, you know, you put all yourself this way, boom, 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 boom. And then I've got another group that says, run it slick. Wait till you go down in the prone with all that stuff in front of you.
Right. Well, that's all part of it. See, you can have all the battle rattle you want. And when you're standing on your own 2 feet, doing everything, you know, in the easiest possible manner, you're not getting the full effect, because when your body position changes, access to your equipment changes. The way you have it fit, does it wear well throughout the full spectrum of physical movement? Those are all the things. Different firing positions. What does it take to stabilize a carbine, you know, in the prone position, in the example you provided? These are all very important points of interest that the individual has to figure out to make their kit and equipment usable, not just to have it, but position it on your body where it is, you know, you're able to access it from any physical position. And I'll give you a perfect example, but the IFAT, the individual first aid kit.
Yes, sir.
Generally, it winds up taking up whatever real estate is left over by non-functional gear, but it is, like you stated about, you know, being to the rear offset, or I've even seen people have them on their back. You know, that's your gear. How are you going to access it to use it, you know, to provide first aid for yourself?
Well, so, I mean,
that's a priority item.
That's another thing. I mean, the IFAC is such an advanced. In the 1980s, our IFAC was a dressing, a single dressing and a pouch.
Right.
That was it. I mean, that's another. Well, you know, we were so fast, we weren't getting shot, so we didn't need much.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we were just like Superman back in the 80s, man, let me tell you. You served in the 80s, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you wear your pistol? Like, when you're, what do you think about these guys that have these belt systems that, they've got their pistol magazines, they've got their, they've got IFAC on their belt, they've got a,
oh, yeah.
They've got their rifle magazines on there. Is that a functioning system, something you'd go
yes,
roll out the door with?
Yep. And the beauty of that is it just, you can just put it on and take it off.
Yeah.
I call that, I'll refer to those types of setups as a work rig because that's what I would wear for work. Otherwise, you know, I'm just doing a simple, Kydex loadout. I have, well, what I'd recommend is, of course, you're going to have the pistol loaded, have at least two reserve magazines. I know there's a lot of people under the, you know, guidance of, well, I only have one, but I'm going to put it out there that you should have at least two.
I carry two.
For one reason. One reason only.
What's that?
If you're only carrying one magazine, and again, based on your body position and whatever is happening in your time and space in respect to using that reserve magazine, what happens if you drop it?
Just that simple.
It's that simple.
And I mean, most people, we had a wannabe group that came up that wanted to train as a group, and they all had right. The improper holsters, and we picked up their pistols all day long.
Right.
It does happen when you actually get out there and train. All these things you think are locked in and everything, you'll find out how good everything you've got works. You'll find out how good everything you've got stays with you, and you'll find out how good you can maneuver around with all that stuff on because in the 80s, we had LBE.
Right.
And we all used to, if we had to go prone, a lot of us would take our magazine pouches, and instead of having them over our abdomen, we would shift them over to our hips.
Right.
Just to get them out of the way.
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, you have a outstanding training session up there. That class sounds fascinating. I'd like to hear about it next week when you return.
And
I do appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us this evening. And I'm glad you were here for Trucker Dave when Trucker Dave had the question, because I don't carry appendix carry. I don't even know how to advise somebody to do that. So I will talk to you soon, sir.
All right, Mr. Bill. You take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Very good. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.